Mifsa Tefillin, Part 2. In this lesson, we are continuing with the detailed laws and applications that are relevant when putting on tefillin onto others in fulfillment of the tefillin campaign, as we discussed in length in the previous lesson. The times, during what time of day may one put on tefillin on another? So for purposes of Mifsaim, one may put on tefillin starting from Misha Yakir until nightfall. Although in general, initially, tefillin may only be put on from Misha Yakir until sunset, on Mifsaim you can continue doing so even until nightfall. However, once it is after sunset, a blessing should not be recited, although those who are lenient to have a blessing to say a blessing even in such a case have upon whom to rely. This is based on those opinions in the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham, and the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch, that a blessing may be said up until Tzeisek Yechavim. Jewish identity. If a person is unsure whether his mother is Jewish, then one is not to put tefillin on him until his Jewishness is verified for certain. If one says his mother is Jewish, then he may be believed regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, and you don't need to seek any further proof. So bottom line, when it comes to mitzvah tefillin as opposed to laws of marriage, it suffices simply for the person to state that he's Jewish, that his mother's Jewish. If he doesn't say that unequivocally and says, I think my mother's Jewish, then he's considered as a non-Jew and we don't put on tefillin on him. A person who is defined as a cheresh or a shaita is not obligated to wear tefillin. Nonetheless, one may choose to put tefillin on them so long as they maintain a clean body. Regarding an individual that is in a coma or in an unconscious state due to brain damage, so a person who is not conscious or is in a coma is not to have tefillin placed on him. However, if the patient is completely clean, then some write that the relatives may do so if they feel the patient subconsciously feels the tefillin and is strengthened by it. Putting tefillin on an ill patient in a hospital. If the patient cannot control his bowels and hence contains diapers and the like, then he may not have tefillin placed on him while he is dirty. Therefore, one must judge by each patient to see if he is able to have tefillin put on him. May tefillin be placed on someone who's a very big rasha? So the answer is yes, as we already discussed in the previous lesson, that not only are we allowed to wear tefillin, not only are Rishayim allowed to wear tefillin, but Hashem desires the Rishayim put on tefillin even more than tzaddikim, and it's specifically for the Rishayim that the mitzvah was given, in order to direct them to the proper path, and they need this mitzvah even more than tzaddikim. May tefillin be put on an individual who has gone through a gender change, which is of course forbidden according to Jewish law. So the answer is yes, a man always remains a man and remains obligated to put on tefillin even if he went through SRS, or gender reassignment surgery, Rahmanu Litzlan. So too, a woman who went through a gender change is not allowed to put on tefillin just like any other woman. Nonetheless, the case of a man, he is only to do so in private if his outward appearance will make it look like as if someone is putting tefillin on a woman. Is a person allowed to do mifzayim in a public area where immodest women may walk by? So the answer is yes, and we addressed this already in the previous lesson. As although the person may not say a blessing or any words of Torah in the presence of an immodest woman, if he turns around or closes his eyes or doesn't focus on it, then it is allowed. And therefore, it's obviously best when you're putting on tefillin to choose an area where immodesty is not going to be in the forefront of the person's view. Which arm is the tefillin to be placed onto? So the tefillin is always to be placed on the left arm unless one writes with only his left hand, in which case it is to be worn on the right arm. Prior to putting on the tefillin, one is to ask the individual as to with which hand he writes with and make the decision based on that. If the tefillin was placed on the wrong arm, then he is to replace the tefillin on the correct arm. Now what do you do if you meet someone, Rachmana Litzlan, who's missing an arm? So if the left arm of a right-handed individual was amputated above the bicep, then he is exempt from putting on the arm tefillin. If, however, was amputated below the bicep, then he is to put on tefillin on both arms without a blessing, meaning he puts it on his right arm and on his left bicep. If the right arm was amputated, then he needs to put on tefillin on his left arm with a blessing. What do you do if somebody has a cast? So if someone has a cast or bandage on his bicep, then he is to wrap the tefillin over the cast and bandage without a bracha and cover the hand tefillin with his clothing. It must be covered in such a case. However, when put on the head tefillin, then a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin is to be said. If it's not possible for you to put the hand tefillin over the cast, then he is simply not to wear the hand tefillin and is only to wear the head tefillin with a blessing. Now, if the cast is on the arm up until the bicep, not including the bicep, then you are to wrap the tefillin as usual over the bicep with a bracha and simply wrap the straps on top of the bandage or cast. The correct kavana, the person wearing the tefillin, must intend to perform it in order to fulfill the command of Hashem. One should explain to this individual that's wearing the tefillin in Mitzrayim that he's fulfilling a command of God in case there's any doubt as to whether he is aware of this. If indeed the person only became aware that it was a command of God after you already finished taking off the tefillin, then you must replace it on with him, as all biblical commands need at least the kavana that they're doing so for the sake of fulfilling the command of Hashem. Regarding the blessing, it's permitted to teach an adult a blessing during his time of obligation and have him repeat word after word, including Hashem's name, from the person educating him. So you can tell the person who you're putting tefillin on to say after you, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, etc. However, it is forbidden for one to recite the entire blessing to the person and then have him recite the entire blessing after him. And rather, it must be recited word after word. In all cases that a sitter is available and the person knows to read from the sitter, one must provide him the sitter rather than to read word after word. What should be said on Mitzrayim when the person wears the tefillin? So during Mitzrayim, the people wearing the tefillin should read all three parashiyos of Shema. It's proper for him also to recite Birchas HaTorah prior to saying Shema, if he has yet to do so that day. And at the very least, he must read the first two parashiyos of Shema. If there's absolutely no time available, the person fulfills his mitzvah even if he does not say anything at all while wearing the tefillin. So even wearing it for a mere moment is good. Must the person wearing the tefillin remove his watch? From the letter of the law, it is permitted to have a chatzitza under the areas of the straps that are on the arm, and hence it's permitted to wrap the straps over a watch that one is wearing. Accordingly, there's no requirement by Mitzrayim to make sure that the person removes his watch. Altering the knot of the tefillin shel reish so it fit the size of the head of the person you're putting it on. So the straps of the head tefillin must be tightly fastened onto one's skull and may not be loose in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, if necessary, you should change the size of the knot in order so it fit the person's head. When redoing the knot, it's proper for it to be fastened strong and not remain loose. Prior to shortening or widening the straps as necessary, one should recite the Shem Kedushas Tefillin. If you have borrowed someone else's tefillin from Mitzrayim, then it's forbidden for you to change the knot unless you ask their permission. Putting on only the Shel Reish or only the Shel Yad. On Mitzrayim, it is permitted for one to put on just the Shel Reish or just the Shel Yad if he will not have time to wear both tefillin or does not want to do so. Now, how does one who is left-handed wear tefillin of one who is right-handed or vice versa? So in such a case, you should place the tefillin, the arm tefillin, on the right arm backwards, having its backside, the mabar, to be positioned in front, facing towards the elbow, in order so the knot be facing inwards. When wearing the tefillin in such a way, one must be careful that the tefillin be properly wrapped to the bicep without it folding over. However, one should not follow the option of placing the tefillin on as normal with the mabarta facing back, thus causing the knot to be on the outer side. What happens if the guy is not wearing a shirt? So one is not to place on tefillin on a person if his heart is revealed, which means that the top half of his body is not covered. Therefore, by Mitzrayim, one should offer him either his own shirt or jacket prior to putting it on him. Further details, sources, and opinions and reasons behind all of these halachas we stated can be found in our Sefer, The Laws of Tefillin, throughout the various chapters, each in the relevant area. The above concludes a synopsis of practical laws that come up during Mitzrayim in order to fulfill the Mitzvah kehalacha.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.